Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, February 23rd, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas, and with me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So, how's your literature background?
So-so.
How do you feel about Emily Dickinson?
I know she's a writer.
That's about where I started. I must have been sleeping through those classes, yeah. But I know more about her than I did before. She was a poet and the Belle of Amherst. If you've heard of the movie, that's Emily Dickinson.
Poetry never was my thing.
Well, she has inspired someone named Leslie Dill to do all sorts of things with her words. And many of those things are in Fayetteville right now. Leslie Dill is a photographer and a sculptor and a performance artist. And she has taken the life and the words of Emily Dickinson and created an opera called Divide Light. And the costumes for that opera are on show at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
Oh, I think I saw this, actually.
The costumes looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
They all have words on them. And when the opera is presented, and it's been filmed and will be shown at the Walton Arts Center, when it's presented, there are projected images of words. And she said something really fun about how we are all figures of speech.
Okay.
Kind of fun. And so you have to have the words. So through April 13th, her costumes are on show in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery. And it's the first time they've been exhibited as a collection. And then at 5:30 on March 6th, Divide Light will be screened in Star Theater. But there's also an example of a huge installation of her work at the University of Arkansas Fine Arts Gallery.
Two exhibits.
And she will speak there on March 4th. And that exhibit is called Faith in the Devil, and it uses words of catastrophe and cataclysm and forgiveness and refuge and rapture and transcendence, and she's big into words. Really interesting woman. And I think that you will find the art really interesting. And again, that is through April 4th at the University of Arkansas Fine Arts Center Gallery. And she will speak at 6 p.m. March 4th in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall.
Okay.
And you can find this all in last week's What's Up.
Okay.
Now, also later today, Cirque Ziva, the latest theatrical performance by the Golden Dragon Acrobats. It's
at
7 o'clock, one show only tonight. Tickets start at $24. And a couple of musical recommendations from Kevin Kinder, our music writer. So picture his hand up my back and my mouth moving. Angel Olsen is an indie rocker, and she's been getting great reviews. Pitchfork called her voice enchanting, and The Guardian said that her sophomore album, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, hypnotizes as it unfurls. And she will be in Fayetteville for a show at 9 o'clock tonight at the Lightbulb Club. Joining her will be Irish songwriter Sean Nugent and Local Swimming, who also have a showcase at South by Southwest, as does Angel Olsen. And tickets for this show are $5.
So cheap.
And then there's Shovels and Rope, an Americana duo, husband and wife, and they'll be at George's at 9 o'clock tonight. And they earned Top Song and Best Emerging Artist at last year's Americana Honors and Awards Ceremony in Nashville. Tickets for that show are just $15.
Good stuff.
Go have fun.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.